Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, Elon Musk has had an awful week, and it's about to get worse. We now have text messages between him and a close friend that prove how deeply paranoid he is as a person. And honestly, he should be. Over the past week, as a result of his meddling in politics, his companies have been dropping in the stock market. They've been struggling. He got kicked out of the Trump White House because he's a political liability. And he had a bombshell New York Times article written about his rampant drug use. And when he went to the Oval Office today for their final presser, he had a black eye for no apparent reason and then blamed it on his son X. A wild week. And to show you Elon's text messages, I'm going to bring in contributor Chris Mowry. Now, really quickly, I've been working and traveling a lot lately to build a bigger, better, leaner, meaner, left-leaning media ecosystem so we can throw a punch back when we need to heading into the 2026 midterms, the 2028 election, and beyond. We need to have volume. We need to have scale. We need to be pushing back relentlessly. That's what we're building here. So if you want to help build it, drop a like, stick around to the end. We're going to be bringing in a bunch of contributors. We're going to be upping the volume and the quality. I'm going to be reinvesting in this model and just blowing it up. So thank you and check it out.
All right, today we got this massive New York Times bombshell article about Elon Musk before the election, during the election, and in the White House. Most of the explosive parts of this article are about his drug uses. Clearly, we're learning that he has been abusing drugs like ketamine and Adderall, apparently is traveling around with up to 20 pills at a time, kind of just like combining them, specifically Adderall and his use of ketamine. At one point, he's apparently admitting to a friend that he's used so much ketamine so often it's affecting his bladder. Some really bombshell stuff. But the other thing in this article is leaked text messages that are clearly showing Elon Musk is very paranoid and growing very erratic, obviously, in relation probably to his drug usage, but also in relation to a lot of the family drama going on with him. You know, he has now had 14 children with at least four different women that we are publicly aware of. And again, growing increasingly erratic and paranoid about those things, about his potential assassination. It's crazy. It's madness. Before we get into this, I want to set the stage a little bit, though, because after this article was released, Elon Musk was actually in the White House with Donald Trump at the Oval Office, and he had a black eye for some reason, which was very, very strange. So I want you to watch kind of like his mannerisms here as someone from the press notices that he has a black eye. Before I click play on this video, once again, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler channel. If you enjoy my content, there's a link in the description for my YouTube channel. You can check it out. You guys have shown so much love lately, and truly from the bottom of my heart, it means the world. I love each and every one of you. I appreciate you being here and continuing to fight the good fight. All right, let's take a look at this video. And again, I want you to watch like Elon Musk's mannerisms.
Yeah, well, I wanted to ask quickly, Mr. Musk, what is your eye okay? What happened to your eye? I noticed there was a bruise there.
Well, it wasn't, I wasn't anywhere near France, so, but,
what does that mean?
I didn't notice it.
First lady of France.
I didn't notice.
I was just horsing around with little X, and I said, go ahead, punch me in the face, and he did. Turns out even a five-year-old punching you in the face actually does.
No, was X that did?
Yeah.
X could do it. If you knew X,
I know his mom right now. I didn't really feel much at the time, and then I guess it bruises up. But I just watched around with the kids.
I didn't notice it, actually.
I know that you try to stay pretty...
Okay, so a couple things here. First of all, I don't buy that. I'm just going to say it flat out. I do not buy that. It's obviously, you know, he's sitting next to probably the world's biggest liar. Like Donald Trump lies every single time he takes a breath. He probably lies more consistently and outrageously than maybe any American figure ever. And that's not hyperbolic. Donald Trump lies all the time. And obviously, Elon Musk has really started to follow suit with a lot of these right-wing conspiracy theories. So I have zero trust that this guy's telling the truth. But it's also relates to the story that we also got today of just like this growing erratic behavior and kind of paranoia. Do we really think Elon Musk is getting a black eye because his child X, one of his children, hit him in the face? You know, that's, I feel like it's more likely that he's becoming increasingly, again, growingly erratic because of a lot of the drug usage that is outlined in this article. And it's fascinating to see so far today conservatives not talk at all about this. You know, Elon Musk has had a gross, frankly, illegal and unconstitutional amount of power while he's been at the White House to access personal information and rip apart or try to rip apart these federal contracts with DOGE. And we're learning that he's been abusing drugs. He's got a black eye. Something is not right. And Republicans are silent. Meanwhile, you know, something like Hunter Biden and his story comes out as a private citizen and how he has, you know, struggled throughout his life to get his drug usage under control. And conservatives are screaming and yelling from the rooftops how something needs to be done. But Hunter Biden's a private citizen, right? Elon Musk is, for a while, has had, you know, an incredible amount of power at the top level of federal government. And this should be really concerning for everybody, this like growing erratic behavior. The other thing that I want to play quickly before we get back to these text messages is this is a zoomed in version of later in the press conference of Elon Musk in the White House. And again, look at his mannerisms. You see the black eye here, which would probably be, is actually probably much worse than it appears because there's probably pounds of makeup here. But take a look at this video.
Well, it's a very sad case. It's a case we win. We can't lose that case because we have the right to make grants. We're not going to make any grants like that. But I don't think Harvard's been acting very nicely. I think Columbia wants to get to the bottom of the problem. They've acted very well. And there are other institutions, too, that are acting. But Harvard's trying to be a big shot. And all that happens is every 3 days we find another 100.
He's on illicit substances. Like in the Oval Office during this, there's no way that he's not. I mean, again, what is going on here? Like we're doing a lot of neck rolling, you know, the eyes rolling back, very fidgety, really, really concerning stuff. Also, you know, combining with the black eye, this behavior is growing increasingly. I keep using the word erratic, but I think it's the best word. Now, going back here to the New York Times article, I want to show you these text messages that were leaked because it's pretty damning and really proving how Elon Musk should have never been in this position to begin with. And it's honestly incredibly sad to see that somebody with so much influence who owns Twitter and has been pushing so much hate against a specific, you know, marginalized communities like the LGBTQ plus community, but has also, again, had this incredible amount of power in the White House, is going down this route because it's hurting a lot of people. You know, if this is relating to a lot of his comments on X or him ripping apart contracts, federal workers being fired, like this increasing paranoia and drug usage is ruining people's lives. It's very, 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 very sad. So let's talk a little bit about these leaked text messages. Mr. Musk was also facing federal investigations into his businesses. Regulators were looking into crashes of Tesla self-driving cars and allegations of racism at its factories, among other complaints. Quote, there are at least half a dozen initiatives of significance to take me down, end quote. He wrote in a text message to someone close to him last May, quote, the Biden administration views me as the number two threat after Trump. So look at this right here, like this first leaked text message already, a half a dozen initiatives of significance to take me down. Again, it goes into this, like, he truly believes that he's like the only person that can save the world from all of these threats and all of these deep state actors are coming to get him. And as his drug usage increases, he's telling people close to him, showing his paranoia. I can't be president, but I can help Trump defeat Biden, and I will, end quote. He added to that same friend. He publicly endorsed Donald Trump in July. And around that time, Mr. Musk told people that his ketamine use was causing bladder issues, according to people familiar with conversation. After an October 5th rally, where he appeared with Donald Trump on stage for the first time, he shared, this is another leaked text message, to a person close to him, quote, I'm feeling more optimistic about tonight. Tomorrow we unleash the anomaly in the Matrix. Okay. Again, this is like, it's stunning that, you know, the friends close to him didn't come out and say like, something is wrong here. This guy is growing increasingly, you know, off kilt. It's almost as if he's suggesting again that he's about to unleash this big thing on all the people coming after him, and Trump's gonna, you know, win the presidency, and not, you know, we're all gonna be saved. It's very strange. You know, further in this article, it talks a little bit about these text messages that were leaked recently between Elon Musk and Ashley St. Clair, who is a young woman who he got pregnant and reportedly, you know, essentially stopped communicating with. She needed help with things, and he, you know, didn't respond. So she took to Twitter to try to get his attention. He would end up taking her to court, and all of these things would come out about this relationship, including these text messages where Elon Musk is saying to her, "I get credible death threats every day. I'm number two after Trump for assassination," similar to what he said to the last person. "Wake up. This is not the time for sentiment at the expense of safety. If I make a mistake on security," this is his son, this is his child, "will never know his father. Necessary for now, only the paranoid survive. The threat level will reach insane levels until the election is decided. Loose lips sink ships." And again, these text messages have been verified. Look at how, again, paranoid, erratic Elon Musk has become. This is right before the election. The drug use is clearly at an all-time high. And for his son, who's he's about to have with this woman, Ashley St. Clair, he's saying this is not the time for sentiment at the expense of safety, essentially telling her, like, get over yourself. I'm not seeing the sun. These signal messages were on disappear mode, meaning that they disappeared after a week. Elon Musk set that setting on signal, again, clearly showing, like, he got to erase all potential evidence of this. Luckily, Ashley St. Clair took pictures. It's crazy. It's madness. And I think that, you know, my hope here is that everybody will speak out against this, everything that's in this article relating to his drug usage, but also just the amount of harm he's doing with this level of paranoia that just doesn't exist in reality, you know? And it's causing pain to his children. It's causing pain to all of the women he keeps having children with, which is partly a whole other discussion. But it's also causing pain to, again, communities that he's spam tweeting on Twitter all day, you know, going after the LGBTQ plus community, firing federal workers, and hurting Americans. And again, my hope will always be that Republican officials for once come out and talk about this and say this is unacceptable. But, you know, we'll see about that. Listen, once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Auchler on the Adam Auchler channel. If you enjoy this YouTube video, you can go in the description and click on my YouTube channel and check out some of my content. But before you do, you should like and subscribe to Adam's channel. He's a great friend, a great guy, really, really cares and believes in, you know, defeating Trump and where this country is going. He's one of my best friends. So if you'd show him some love down there, it'd mean a lot to me as well. I appreciate it so much, and I will see you guys in the next video.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.